Zachary looks at Kate when he answers. She was a big lady. Big heart, too. Went to church all the time. Leaning back against the cab, Kate gently asks, "Is it hard having people walk through your home looking at you?" "Well," Zachary says, then pauses. "They're going to stare anyway. I might as well get paid for it." He looks deep into Kate's face. "Pretty soon the money will be even better, because Polly and I are adding some acts to the show. That's what he's doing now."
"Why didn't he take you with him?" Kate asks.
"He had to go far away. It was easier for me to stay here." He quickly glances at us. "This time." Kate nods like she understands Zachary's crazy world. As we wait for the movie to begin, Kate talks to Zachary. Zachary talks to Kate. And it's as if we're not sitting in the back of a pickup with the fattest boy in the world. It's as if we're alone on a boat in the middle of an ocean. A prairie ocean. Eating popcorn and sipping sodas, listening to Zachary tell us more about his real life. I say real life because somehow I can tell the difference with this talk and the stories about France and England and Seattle. And I can't help wondering if my lie is as obvious to others.
"Did you go to church with your mom?" Cal asks.